Blog Talk Radio. evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining in on this Friday night. This is October 8th, 2021. We are already in October. Ain't that something? October is a fabulous month. It's not just the month that we are looking at for to support Breast Cancer Month. This is a month for breast cancer, the pink month. It is also my birth month, and my birthstone is the color pink. Isn't that all? Look at that right there. That's just awesome all by itself. So please, ladies and men, please go get your mammograms and get ready to make sure you keep up with your health. Health is an awesome thing. You should always know what's going on with your body. Take that few minutes of discomfort to have a lifetime of comfort, knowing where you stand with your health. How are you doing again? I am your host for tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, who will be hosting Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Blog Talk Radio. And tonight we also will be allowing you all to listen to the man of God who is on the road driving at this present time, but he has agreed to take out the time because no matter what he's doing, he always keeps God first. So you will be listening to him via Facebook through Blog Talk by the landline. So I want you all to keep your phones muted so you don't miss anything. I also want you all to get your Bibles, pen, paper, and pencils to take down key notes that the man of God will be sharing with us, because our speaker tonight is Prophet Antoine Thomas. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? So at the same time, I want you to be praying for his safe travel on the road to, through, and back from his business trip that he will be doing on tonight. So I just want you all to be in the place of prayer and praise. I want you all to go with me to bind up the spirit of distraction and disconnection that the enemy would try to do on the road. You know how we can drive through them dead zones, and or he gets in the phone lines and try to shut it down, block, and do all of that stuff. So we're going to put the landlines, the cell phones, and Wi-Fi under Holy Ghost arrest. You all touch and agree with me with that, because one thing I do know is God's word will get out. You can hear it right now live, or you can go back in the archives and listen to it, because the show will be live within the hour. So I want you all to remember, I'm going to mention it now, but we also will be mentioning it later. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So right now we're just seeking that the kingdom of God will be heard through Blog Talk and through Facebook, because God's word is going to reach everyone, every ear. He said that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is King of kings and Lord of lords. We are going to just pray that we do not return unto our mess, or as the word say, like a dog unto his vomit. We're going to just pray that God have his way. After the service, we're going to be farther in our quest for God that we were before. We're seeking God. We're seeking him with a whole heart, in a true spirit. We're seeking God because we know that God is the only way. You know, back in 2019, when God had me to minister on my nights of service, or when I was beginning to host the night of other speakers, God had me to speak that there was going to be a shift in the spirit, and it was going to be a shift in the body of Christ. There was going to be a shift in the world, and, you know, it came to pass. None of us knew exactly what God was doing, but God was preparing us. Because I started hearing more and more preachers speak on, if my people who are called by my name. I heard more of 2 Chronicles 7:14-15, more so in 2019 than I had heard in all my life, because God was preparing us to seek him and turn from our wicked ways, turn back to him. You know, and I don't know if that most of us did not understand that it was a shift going on, but what we did find out that no matter what it was happening, we needed to know that we had a relationship with God. I don't know about you all, but to know that we had a relationship with God, because, see, when you have a relationship with God, you know that you come out victory. You know that you come out a winner. You know, some of us even learned how to pray, God, even if you don't, I know you're able. Some of us even learned how to pray, God, let your will be done, not mine. Some of us learned how to pray, say, God, even though I don't understand it, God, teach me how to accept what you allow. See, that's something right there that Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser has always said to me. She said, Renee, I'm praying that God teach me how to accept what he allows. And as she would speak that thing got down in my spirit that I had to start saying, God, teach me how to accept what you allow. Because no matter what, if I don't seek him first, regardless if it happens or God changes his mind, if I don't seek him first, I will not be able to receive what he would say. So I want you all to know we're getting ready to, I'm sorry, I'm trying to text the man of God to let him know that we're ready for him. So I just want you all to know that the man of God is on the air. And I'll be allowing you to hear what he says. So let's go, okay? I'm going to put it on so you can hear him.
But I pray that your faith will fail you not. Yes, ma'am, I'm ready. I'm already going. I'm sorry. I thought you weren't rolling. But I'm rolling.
Okay.
Right ahead. Let's rock and roll with it. And I'm sorry, y'all. Thank you so much for your patience. He said, Peter, I pray that your faith will fail you not. But first of all, Satan has desired. The Amplified Version says that Satan has demanded, has requested to sift you as wheat. But I pray that your faith fail you not. And so as I was reading this, getting ready for tonight, the Lord pointed out to me, he said, notice I never told Satan no. And I want you to recognize it. I want you to pay attention to some things that Satan desires to sift you as wheat. Bless us, Brother Margot. Satan desires to sift you as wheat, but I didn't tell him no. I never told him that would not be possible. I never told him that wasn't okay. He said, he said Satan desired to sift you, and then I prayed. In other words, Satan desiring or attempting to sift you as wheat is going to happen. But I pray that your faith fail you not. Forgive my yawn. And so as I begin to look at this, as my bishop broke down as well recently about the same thing. So he said, but I pray that your faith fail you not. Now, this is Jesus saying that he prayed for Peter. Now, who did Jesus pray to? If Jesus was praying, who was he praying to? So if Jesus was praying, he was praying to the Father and to the Holy Ghost. So as I begin to look at it, I promise y'all I'm not going to be long at all. I want you to catch this in the Holy Ghost, and we're going to move. He prayed to the Father and the Holy Ghost. Why? Because I'm praying to the Father because he is the creator of all things. So Peter says, I pray that your faith fail you not. I'm going to, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost right there. I'm going to pray to the Father because he's the creator of everything. So I need him to tell all of creation that you can't fail.
All right.
Oh, my God, today, help me, Holy Ghost. I need him to put the earth in line with what I said. And I'm trying to tell, I promise you I'm not going to be long tonight. I want you to know that, hallelujah, that God put the earth on alert that you cannot fail. Bless you, Jesus. He put creation on alert that I have prayed for him. I have prayed authority under alert that you cannot fail.
Amen.
My God, today. He said, so then I prayed to God, who is the creator of all things,
mm-hmm.
the creator of heaven and earth. So in other words, I'm talking to the man who's going to tell heaven and earth, you can't fail. Satan's coming.
That's
he's going to try you. He's going to try to break you down, but you cannot fail. Now, let me say this, Crystal. Crystal, let me share this with you as well, because those of you on the line, my God, somebody just type in God. God put creation on alert.
Woo.
I feel that thing. I said, God put his creation on alert. I cannot fail. My God, today. So watch this. As I begin to research, I found out that wheat cannot be sifted. Because of wheat's molecular structure, it cannot be sifted. Wheat, in order to be sifted, has to be broken down to a powdery substance. So in other words,
alert.
Wants to break you down as far as he can break you down to where you are not recognizable.
Mm.
My God, today. He wants to break you down to the point to where you no longer look like how you were created. Why? Because you were created in his image and in his likeness. And so the enemy wants to break you down to where you no longer look like God.
Mm. My God,
today. And I'm trying to tell somebody, you got to stay strong. The enemy desires to break you down to where there is no, my God, to where there is no evidence of God ever being in your life.
Jesus.
That's how far he wants to break you down. He knows if he attacks your money, you're going to still keep giving. He knows if he attacks your family, you're just going to pray harder. He knows if he attacks your body, you're just going to fast and pray. He knows if he attacks your neighborhood, you're going to get together with the prayer warriors, and you guys are going to bombard heaven. He knows.
Mm. Jesus.
He knows that these little small little things ain't going to stop you because your faith is too strong for them.
Mm.
Then I'm going to turn my truck on. He knows that if he tries these little small things, that you're not going to give up that easy. He knows that you're not going to give up.
Hmm. Jesus.
So he's trying to break you down so far to where there's no evidence of God ever being in your life. So that when people see you, they don't see God. They don't see God looking into your life. They don't see, hallelujah, they don't see that God has touched you, that God created you, that you look like you came from from God, that you, they don't see his image. They don't see his likeness.
Mm.
He's trying to break you down to that point. He said, but I prayed that your faith fail you not. Y'all, I'm almost done. I promise you, I'm almost done. Watch this. He said, I prayed that your faith fail you not.
Go ahead, God.
Not. So I prayed to God. Not. So I prayed to God. God talks to the creation.
Come on,
to the Holy Ghost. And why did I pray to the Holy Ghost? I pray to the Holy Ghost to make sure he leads and guides you to where you cannot and will not fail.
Come on now.
Stay focused. That's it. That's it, Sister Carter. Magnus Carter. Stay focused. The enemy has to remain consistent in his attack. So he says, I pray that your faith fail you not. I talk to God. God talked to creation. God talked to the wind and the waves. He spoke to the birds and the bees. He spoke to the sun and the moon. And I prayed and talked to the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost said he would lead you and guide you in all paths of righteousness for my name's sake. He said, oh, my God, the Holy Ghost, I pray to the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost said, hallelujah, when it gets tough, I'll comfort you. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Bless Jesus. The Holy Ghost said, when you feel alone, I'll let you know I'm still there. The Holy Ghost promised me that when it gets tough, my God, because I prayed for you, Peter, the Holy Ghost said, Jesus, don't worry when it gets tough for Peter. I'll hold him. I'll keep him. I'll remind him that I reckon that the present suffering cannot be compared to the glory.
Mm.
I'll bring back to his remembrance that he had begun a good work. My God, Holy Ghost, my God, the Holy Ghost said, don't worry, Jesus, I'll remind him that I was young, but now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost said, I'm going to remind him, hallelujah, that though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Holy Ghost said, I'm going to bring back to his remembrance.
Yeah.
That when God could swear by none else, he swore by his word.
Yes.
And his word says, behold, I know the thoughts that I have for you. And God's going to make sure that his thoughts towards you manifest.
Yes, 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 yes. My God, my God.
He's going to make sure that what he says about you comes into manifestation. As a matter of fact, God is already giving you what you need to make sure his thoughts manifest.
The video live has paused. There we go. There you go.
I've already put inside of you what you need to make sure. Hallelujah. That what I said about you comes into manifestation. You've already got it. And because I know the thoughts that I have for you, that means I had to give you what you needed to make sure that my thoughts I will manifest, and they weren't just a dream.
Yeah.
They just weren't good intentions.
Mm.
My God, today, my God, can I feel this thing? Hallelujah. God says, I know. He said, I didn't think the thoughts I have for you. I know the thoughts I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
I am sure of those things. I am confident in what I thought. Hallelujah. I am confident in what I thought about you. My God, today, he tells Peter, I got to go, y'all. He tells Peter, he said, I pray that your faith fail you not. He said, none of the thoughts that I have for you, when he said that, he talked to Jeremiah. And so then Jeremiah said, but Lord, I am but a child. Let me say that for just a second. Jeremiah said, but Father, I'm just a child.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus, God said to Jeremiah, he said, say not that I'm a child. And so then my question to God was, God, if Jeremiah was a child and he was young in age, why would you tell him not to say that? And the Lord said to me, he said, because I told Jeremiah, I don't need you to rehearse to me the deficiency I allowed you to have. I called you knowing what was going, what you had, what issues you had.
Mm. Praise God.
He tells Peter, he said, I pray that your faith fail you not. But when you're restored, Jesus, what do you mean when you're restored? You said, I pray that your faith fail you not. Jesus said, I already calculated for your failure. My God, today, I'm going to say it again. I said, he already calculated your failure in his prayer. Preacher, why is that important? For those of you that feel like you messed up along the way, you didn't do everything right, you didn't say everything right, you didn't do everything the right way, you didn't go the right way, you made some bad choices, God already calculated your mess up.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. My God, today, I'm going to say it again. I said, God already calculated your mess up.
Thank you, Lord.
I wish somebody would type that in for me tonight. God already calculated my mess up. He already knew you were going to be you were going to procrastinate. He already knew you were going to say, "Oh, my back, or my leg, or my neck and my back, my neck, my back, my neck and my back." He already knew. He already knew you had a problem with your disease. He knew you had a problem with your blood pressure. He knew you were diabetic. He knew you had rheumatism. He knew, I mean, that you were not a spring chicken no more. He already
knew it. Yes, God.
My God, he already accounted for your mess up. He already accounted for that you weren't going to get it the first time around. He already accounted for you were going to get angry. He already accounted for that you weren't going to get it on the first time around or the second or the third. He already knew you were going to fail. He already knew you were going to have to come back and repent. He already knew you were going to have to come back and apologize.
Mm.
But he accounted for it already.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, today, he already accounted. That's not an excuse to go ahead and mess up. But I'm telling you, if you messed up, get up and keep it moving.
Yes.
God knew it already. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He knew it already. He knew you weren't perfect. But God's not looking for perfect people. He's looking for willing vessels. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul. I said, God's not looking for perfect people. He's looking for willing vessels. Are you willing to be made perfect? Are you willing to be pruned? Are you willing to be chastised? Because those he loves are those he chastised. Let me close here. Let me close this thing. I gotta go, y'all. I'm headed to Indianapolis. Watch this. But watch this. He says, but when you are restored,
yes.
Strengthen your brother. My God. Kim, I'm about to run. Not only did God calculate my mess up, my God, but he already has plans for my resurgence. Ha! Huh?
Mm.
My God today. Hallelujah. God's already got plans for my comeback. Hallelujah. My God. Somebody was just typing for me. God's already planned my comeback.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God's already planned my come up. God's already, my God, he's already calculated and scheduled, my God, my resurgence. My God. My God, he's already planned for it.
Yes,
my God, today, my God, I said, God is already praying for my come up. He said, hallelujah. He says, when you are restored, bless you, Jesus, go get your brothers. My God, I've got somebody, my God, planning and waiting on your comeback. I've got somebody waiting on your resurgence. I've got somebody in the wing, my God, depending on your victory. So be not weary in well-doing. In due season, you, my God, you shall reap a harvest of blessings if you wait not. I'm trying to tell somebody, yes, he knew you would mess up. Yes, he knew you'd fail. Yes, he knew you'd falter. But my God, he's already playing. You're going to get back up from there.
Yeah.
My God, I said, I'm going to say it again. God already planned for your come up. He already planned for your resurgence. My God, he's got your victory in mind. Matter of fact, he's got the best road waiting for you. He's going to kill the fatted calf for you. My God, somebody just type in, my comeback is already scheduled. My God, my comeback is on the calendar of God. Ooh, I hear you, Holy Ghost. I'm going to say it again. My comeback is on the calendar of God.
Hallelujah. God.
I said my comeback is on the calendar of God.
Yes.
He says, when you come back and you're restored, strengthen your brother. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, I'm almost willing to say God scheduled your failure to schedule your comeback. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. I said God scheduled your failure to schedule your comeback.
My God.
Because you got no victory without a fight. I said there's no victory with no fight.
My God.
I'm going to say it again. There's no victory without a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, God has you planned. He said, I know the thoughts that I have for you. In other words, I've already chugging where you got to go, what you got to go through, what you must struggle with, what must fight you, what must come against you. In other words, even my trials have got to be anointed. Hallelujah. My God, Evangelist Margaret, that thing is blessed in me. I said, my comeback is on the calendar of God. My God. I said, my comeback is on the calendar of God. Watch this. I got to go, y'all. I got to go. He said, I pray that your faith fail you not. In other words, there may be times when your faith may fail you. words, Jesus tells him, you're going to fail, but still keep pleasing me. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. So Jesus tells him, even if you falter, don't you stop pleasing me. Don't you stop believing in me. If you still trust me, even in your failure, I've got your comeback on my calendar. Hallelujah. Even if you mess up, he said, man, you listen, this is the same chapter where he tells Peter, you're going to deny me three times. God already knows. He already knows.
My God.
You talking big junk. He already knows your bark is bigger than your bike right now. He already knows that your ambition has no validity to it.
Jesus.
So he tells you, listen, you're going to mess up, but I prayed for you.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jesus prays for you.
Hallelujah.
You talking about the songwriter said, somebody prayed for me and had me on their mind.
Yeah.
Took the time and prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed. Hallelujah. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. My Jesus prayed for me. He had me on his mind. Hallelujah. He took the time and prayed for me. And I'm so glad he prayed.
I'm so glad he prayed for me. Took the time out.
If I had to get tonight a title, it would be simply, my God, the calendar of God. Tonight, beloved, you stay strong and you stay focused. It's not about whether you're perfect. It's about whether you're willing. And if you be willing and obedient, you shall reap the good of the land.
Yes. My God.
My name is Prophet Antoine Thomas. I love you. Remember, the sky's not your limit. It's too low. If you desire it so, by all means, do so. I emphasize it every second and fourth Friday. Not for me. The truth that you bet, but that you sow. Hallelujah. I'm going to do what I do regardless. Please understand. I don't preach for money. I mean, I thank God that his thing blessed me tonight as well. Hallelujah. And my comeback is on the calendar of God.
That's
if you
it.
Desire so, by all means. Remember, every we're on Blog Talk Radio every second and fourth Friday. Let's pray real quick before we go. Father, I thank you now, and I give you praise, I give you honor, and I give you glory. Father, I pray for someone who may feel as though they are on thin ice, they're on the verge of giving up, they're on the verge of turning around. And Father, I pray that you, first of all, heal their hope, that you strengthen their faith, and you remind them that you know the thoughts that you have for them.
Yes, God.
Those of good and not of evil. Father, for an expected the end's already been calculated. The end's already been set up. And we give you praise, honor, and glory. I find you still depression. I find every suicidal spirit.
Yes.
I come against the suicide to your faith, the suicide to your hope, the suicide to your ambition. And I speak the strength of God and the joy of the Lord to be your strength. In the name of Jesus. Father, you arise, let your enemies be scattered. And the glory shall be thine. In his name I pray. It is so, and so it is. I love you.
Yes, amen, amen. The man of God spoke on tonight that our comeback is on God's calendar. As I said earlier, he was on the road driving. He works nights. He's a truck driver. And I just want to say, God, I thank you for knowing the thoughts you have for me. God, I thank you that you knew I was going to mess up. Just the fact that you trusted me to even go about your will, because you knew the state of mind and the place that I was in when you called me. You're not looking for a perfect person. You're just looking for someone that would be a vessel for you. That even when I mess up, you said, just keep believing in you, keep trusting you, keep doing what you said to do. God, I thank you for the man of God bringing forth that word. I thank you for the man of God praying for us. I thank you for the man of God taking a time out to just pour into us. So I, even though he was on Facebook, I want to know, is there anything that you all would want to say to encourage the man of God on tonight, because he can listen to the archives later and just hear how he party on tonight. But he's he just texted me. He's still on the line. I thank God for that. So if you wanted to say something to the man of God tonight, please go right ahead, because the man of God really poured into us tonight. The lines are open.
All I want to say is, wow, I'm over here running. I'm over here shouting. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Woo! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He's already preached. Thank you, man of God. That's all I got to say.
Yes. Is there anyone else that would just like to encourage the man of God for what he said on tonight? The lines are open. Well, I'm going to finish saying what I was saying. I thank God for even having a song that we was learned when we were younger. Somebody prayed for me. I thank God that he had put me on somebody else's mind besides him to pray for me, because if don't nobody know you outside your mama, your parents, God does. That he does. Just to trust me. Trust me to deal with what he put in my hand and say, be faithful of it. You may not have every word and know how to pronounce every word right, but be faithful with what I've given to you. I thank God to know that he already had my comeback. It's already, well, I'm a victory. I'm in victory place. I'm in a place of being a winner. I thank God for everything that he has done for me, everything that he's doing for me. I thank God. I'm sure it's other people running around also right now knowing that just because I messed up don't mean I'm throwing in the towel. Mm-mm. I don't have to throw in the towel. I can just say, God, teach me even the more. God, I'm yours. I'm yours, Lord. Use me, God. Correct me, God. Teach me, God. Lord, I want to be used by you. I thank you. Thank you, man of God, for releasing on tonight, because I needed to hear. I needed to hear. You not dot every I and cross every T or make every T a capital. But I thank God for reinforcing the word to say, I knew you were going to make it. Yeah, that's, I always say, God, if you're not through this, try to deliver me, I'm not being delivered. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to ask one more time, is there anybody that would like to speak into the man of God's life on tonight? The lines are open. Okay, I'm going to give you all our closing remarks, and I'm going to let the man of God give us his final words. If he have any engagements coming up that he would like to share with us, and then service will be over for tonight. But don't forget our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Don't forget this Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time is our very own apostle, elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. That's Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And if you come back this Monday night, it is the second Monday of the month of October. It will be Pastor Troy Thomas. He will be our speaker, and that will be at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I just want you all to know that you can just join in and see what's going on. You can join in and hear what God has put on that man of God's heart to share with us. And next Friday will be my night to minister at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be the day before my birthday. Ooh, I thank God for that. Y'all just don't know. I didn't think I would get to see this age. I'm proud of my age because I know a lot of people didn't make it. I thank God I would get to be able to say I made 61 this Friday, this Saturday coming up. October 16th is my birthday. So you all please tune in on this week, and we're going to hear what each and every man of God on this line is tied to this ministry. We want to hear what they have to say because this is not just a month of celebrating and supporting Breast Cancer Month for men and women. I said it earlier, and I'm going to say it again. Please go get your mammograms because men can get breast cancer too. A lot of them don't know it or they don't believe it, but it happens. I know people it happened to, so please check yourself out and get all any and every other checkup you need to get because we are not ignorant of Satan devices, and we don't want to be ignorant because we don't want to spend a couple of minutes of discomfort. But I tell you one thing, there's some stuff out here that you will wish you had spent a couple of minutes of being discomfort when you find out what you have to go through. So with that being said, I'm going to pass it back to the man of God to give us any updates he have on his ministry and any last words he want to say to us. Prophet is in your hand. I don't know, the phone might have dropped because he is driving, like I said earlier, and the enemy always try to get in and try to stop any and every little blessing that we have. But we're going to hold on to the word because the man of God spoke on it. His word is in his word. We're going to hold on. Man of God, are you back? You have any closing remarks?
Yes, ma'am. As soon as you said I'm going to give it to the man of God, I lost the favor. I got back on the road with the driving. But real quickly, we'll be back in Gary this Sunday at the same ministry, 521 Rock of Ages Church. In Gary, Indiana, 521 North Ralston Road. In Gary, they'll be here at the 7 p.m. Hour. And if you're able to come out, please by all means join us. And we're looking for a good time from the Lord. Father, we just thank you. We give you praise and we give you honor and glory, Father, because you know the thoughts you have for us. And Father, we thank you that no matter what, you've already instilled faith in us. You have faith in us that we will continue to do what pleases you, and that at the end of the day, we'll come back and strengthen our brother. And so, Father, we appreciate you, we love you, and we thank you for all you've done and all that you will do and all that you have done. And so, Father, continue to have your way in our lives and everything that we say, everything that we do, every place that we go. And, Father, we thank you that our victory is already on the calendar, and we shall drive and go, hallelujah. We shall drive and go forward. In Jesus' name I pray tonight. It is so, and so it is.
Amen. Good night, everyone.